It is evident to all persons of reason who apply their hearts to wisdom that this war will not end with military triumph for one side or another. Posturing and protracting this contestation on the field of battle make no sense, practically or ideationally. It is not in my place to prescribe what a likely negotiated peace would look like, but I feel sure conceptually that neither side in this war would be completely satisfied with any terms of a peace settlement. Thus, each side must be prepared to arrive in peace at a mutually agreed condition of dissatisfaction. In time, this agreed condition of dissatisfaction, which is preferable to continued war, may evolve propitiously into a more settled bundle of satisfactions.